Brian Helmsworth at the Kirkpatrick Building in Jefferson City. I'm joined by Missouri Congressman Sam Graves. Congressman Graves is a dean of the Missouri Congressional Delegation. And you have filed, sir, to run again for the Congress of the United States.
Yes, filed again, and very happy to do it. And this is always an interesting process to go through, and it's something that's kind of unique to Missouri.
It is. You and I have been around. I've known you for probably close to 30 years. You remember the days when filing, there's pizza boxes. It was basically chaos. Not the case anymore.
That's right. You used to, people would get in line the night before, to try to get a good good spot, and that's all changed now.
Yeah. One of the biggest issues you've talked to me about is the issue of flooding and transportation. Are those the two priorities for you this coming election?
Yes, and we've got a WERDA bill. WERDA is the Water Resources Bill coming up in the Transportation Committee, which we cover all inland waterways. And so we're starting to work on that, and that obviously there's a bunch of core stuff in there when it comes to the rivers. Obviously, what's important to us is the Mississippi and the Missouri rivers and the way they are managed and moving forward. So we're going to be delving into that quite a little bit, and we've still got a lot of damage, a lot of people that are still suffering from this up in northwest Missouri.
Congressman, you and I have done, I remember when I was talking to you during the flood of 1993 when I worked in Carrollton, I listened to some of those stories the other day, and literally the exact same issues you and I talked about in 1993, we're talking about in 2020, literally.
It is, and that's the most frustrating part, and you feel like you want to pull your hair out. Because the Corps they simply don't listen. And it's a management situation. That's what it comes down to, is how they manage the Missouri River. And we've got people's lives on the line and their livelihoods and the farms and their communities. And it's very frustrating that the Corps doesn't seem to want to change. And it's like dragging them, kicking and screaming.
Final question for you, the president. You support him. You voted to acquit, obviously, in the House. Are you confident about him and how he'll do in the election nationwide and in your district?
Yes, he's going to do very well in Missouri. In fact, I predict he's going to do better than he did the last time, which he won by 13 points the last time in the state of Missouri. He's going to do very well, and he's got a lot of support here in Missouri.
And do you think Republicans will retake control of the U.S. House?
That's a good question. I think it's 50-50, depending on what happens. The frustrating part is Nancy Pelosi, all she wants to do is impeachment. And so the House has gotten very little done. We haven't worked on flood legislation. We have not worked on prescription drugs. We have not got an infrastructure bill because they've been spending all their time with impeachment, and that's all they seem to want to do.
Anything you'd like to add, Congressman?
Well, it's always a fun and interesting time, and filing is something. There's a lot of great candidates here, and again, I enjoy it every time.
It's great to see you.
Thanks, Brian.